Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Wednesdays are always more exciting during the baseball season because this guy shows up.
That's right.
It's our baseball expert, our old pal, Fireman Jim. Good morning, Fireman Jim.
Good morning, Bob and Brian. Very exciting time of year. Love it.
We're past the All-Star break.
Past it.
Now, well, the game, you know, is this the grind of summer, the dog days of summer, or do we start going, these are games are getting a little bit bigger every day?
Bigger, and August and September is the grind. Right now is the big talk is, of course, you know, what's going to happen with all the trades and who's getting who and who's going where. And
what's your guess?
There's so many guys still out there that haven't signed. And for the Brewers, second base and pitching seems to be the buzz right now. To me, pitching is more important, but could use a second baseman. I don't know. They both seem pretty important.
Well, yeah, I don't see teams rolling out with just eight guys saying,
"Eh, we can win with eight."
I kind of, if I'm playing second base for the Brewers, and I'm hearing, "Boy, we could really use a second baseman," I'm kind of like, "Hey, I can hear this. I can hear you." It's like Kim Kardashian. You hear what Kim Kardashian said about nannies? She said, "I will never hire a hot nanny." Well, she has three nannies already.
But that means they're all ugly.
So if you're one of her nannies, you're going, "Hey, wait, you, what? You don't think I'm hot?"
Just come out right out now.
So if you're playing if you're playing second base for the Brewers right now, they're going, "Wait, you don't think I'm hot?"
Well, yeah, that's a good question. But this is professional baseball.
Pitching, it's a different thing because you have a different pitcher out there all the time. You know, everybody needs pitching. Sure, we need more pitching. You a pitcher? Yeah, but we could always use more.
Just hop on board, and we do need pitching right now.
We ever going to get Jimmy Nelson back?
I don't think
so. What's the story? Is that it?
If we do, it'll be September at the, my guess, the earliest.
Okay,
I mean,
because
he's getting pushed back.
You hear about all the other guys. I mean, we just lost Suter.
Yep.
Gone for a year, probably.
Yeah, that's
Tommy John
one.
Surgery.
That's a big one, right?
We're waiting to get Zach Davies back. Yeah. You just got Junior Guerra back off
just
the DL last night.
He pitched well yesterday.
We
hit well.
We're two doubles. Get out of here.
First Brewer pitcher in 10 years to get two extra base hits.
In one game, not in a season.
10 years. Yeah, so good to have him back. But pitching, I mean, you want to get in the playoffs. You want to go places. It's always about pitching.
You're the Brewers general manager.
Yep.
What are you going for? What do you want? Is it
pitching?
Is it a matter of what's available and what you have to give up?
There's some big names available. I mean, Noah Syndergaard of the Mets, he's one of the big ones. Jacob DeGrom, they're going to both want a lot. Noah Syndergaard's in the DL right now with hand, foot, and mouth.
I don't want him.
What is hand, foot, and mouth disease?
Brian?
Sounds like something a cow would have.
Well, he has it.
Does that go through daycares, hand, foot, and mouth? Is that one of those things that like a kid brings in and all of a sudden the whole place has it? Rock
like
is nodding his head.
Yeah.
Right.
So he's in the deal with that.
Or
so
maybe, lice.
But maybe that's right. The deal with lice. So maybe it's a buy low candidate now. He's on the DL. It's not a physical thing. It's more of it's a physical thing, but it's not like his arm is still decent, right? He's just not feeling
well.
As far as we know. His hand, foot, and mouth. I don't know. It's not good. So he's available. Archer, they're talking about. There's other guys out there that are available. There's going to be a move made, but what is it going to be?
So in your pitching scheme, do you just you stay with the four-man rotation, or do you want a fifth guy?
You got to get a fifth
guy. Add him in there?
Yeah, I mean, you saw the grind they just went through with 22 games in a row, or 23 and 22. I mean, you got to have your starters. You just have them. And they're getting more and more beat up as the season goes on.
Well, they struggled going into the All-Star break. They lost five straight to the Pirates.
Who was the hottest team in baseball.
Right. They've won 11 in a row now. Then we come out of the All-Star break and you get the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And they kind of steamrolled their way through Miller Park.
Yeah. We got away with one there. But, yeah, the Dodgers are the team to beat now, obviously, with their free agent pick of Machado.
But the Nats come in struggling. They're below .500.
Yeah.
And Brewers have gotten two out of two. They finished up later on this afternoon for three, going for the sweep.
Right.
So
that's a good thing. We've won three of four. Let's think, get away from the past path. Let's go in the immediate path. Let's spin these numbers in our favor. Three of four wins against good teams. Nash, they're still a good team, even though they're playing not to their potential. Once Harper gets rolling, we'll see what happens.
He wasn't even in the lineup.
Not
last
even
night.
The lineup, yeah. That's ouch.
Illness, but he was available to bat.
He's available. So, and then they got the tough West Coast trip back to Los Angeles against the Dodgers again.
Right.
I mean, that's tough. And the Giants aren't playing poorly either. They're a good team.
And the West Coast is at least in my head, always been a bad trip for the Brewers, right. Even though the last time they're out there, they played really well.
Correct. Yeah. So if they can get through this trip, I mean, I'd like to see 4-2. Who wouldn't? 5-1, even better. 3-3 would be nice to see with the way they've been playing.
And 6-0.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
I like
what about a 6-0
like
run out
attitude.
On the West Coast?
I like that attitude. Why not? Take it. I mean, the Cubs have lost 2 in a row. We've won. We're only a game and a half back. It's that time of year. It's fun to watch, you know, the standings every day. The big thing right now is the guessing game on free agency. Who's going where? And
when does that door slam? End of the month, right?
July 31st, door slams. And I think till the end of August, they can still sign players if they clear waivers.
Right.
So, you know, for example, if it's August and Scooter Gennett becomes available and the Brewers go after him, the Cubs might, you know, put a claim in for him so he can't come here.
How would you feel if they got Gennett back?
I'd love it.
Second base.
We just let him go.
Let him go 2 years ago, red side of him, and now we're going to have to trade to get him back.
Trade to give up some good rookies for him. But, I mean, he's playing the last two years. He's been playing really well. That happens from time to time. I'd take Gennett, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I haven't tracked him enough.
He's almost in the top of the leaderboard in the average.
He was an all-star.
He's an all-star.
And we let him go.
I think I'd take him over any other second baseman right now that's available. Over Dozier.
How did we let Gene Segura get away? He's tearing it up right now. Yeah, he was an all-star. Our middle infield right there, Segura and Gennett. They were both in the all-star game.
We can't do that.
And now we got no middle infield. We're going, we really need some power there in the middle.
We had Segura and Gennett back. Two all-stars. We'd be rolling right now. I mean, Yelich has been jamming. He's our hottest hitter by far.
Brian mocked me this morning.
Mocked you?
Yes.
I mock him almost every day. Yes, I don't know why this is a big deal.
I said, that guy has a great swing. If I could have the swing of a major leaguer, I would take Yelich or Hank Aaron.
Yeah. Yep. It was the Hank Aaron part I was mocking you about.
Brian said,
great baseball insight. I'd take Hank Aaron.
Those
swing.
Lefties have such right.
Not like really a really analytical thing to say.
Those lefties are smooth swings. His swing is just so smooth. It is very nice.
Yeah, just it makes it look easy. What if I just said something like Ron Swoboda? I'd take that swing.
He's always like, a talking joke, Swoboda. That name always comes up when it's like, he played in the 70s, right?
He did sports on Channel 12 for a while, right? Ron Swoboda?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Years and years and years ago. There's a little TV history, everybody.
For him and the Alley Cat, right? We're at the same time.
Albert, he had a name. He was on Channel 6. They were competitors.
Are you even from here? What's the matter with you?
He wasn't a fighting alley cat.
He was an alley cat. He fought.
He was like a Brooklyn alley cat.
Took him out of the streets, the mean streets in Milwaukee to do weather. He had to be tough. So anyways, yes, Yelich has a sweet swing.
Okay, yes.
Love it. And he's had Kane, and he was slumming for a while, 4-for-5 yesterday. Mm-hmm. He races home for that winning run. I mean, a good throw should have nailed him at home. It was a shallow sack fly.
And it wasn't a good throw at all. Brewers win.
Bottom line.
You suck.
Because one more game.
That's what should be up on the scoreboard. Brewers win because you suck.
Right. It was a good game to be at last night. I mean, it was a long one if you were there from the get-go because they had the honorees that went in and before the game. Game started late and it went extra innings. So if you're a diehard, though, that was a great game to be at. You saw some old vintage Brewers getting honored. And you saw a great win.
How'd you like that group that got in last night?
I like it. Like it a lot.
Doug Melvin.
Great.
Deserved to be in.
I do. He was on the team for a long time. He made some great moves. And then towards the end, he was just, you know, he stepped aside. But he brought a lot of guys. He did a lot of good drafting, too.
Prince Fielder.
Great ball player. I mean, talk about an Iron Man. I didn't realize that he, and how often, or how much he played. I mean, he missed like 13 games in 6 years.
Plus, he wanted to play. I remember his thing was he wanted to play every inning.
He did. He played every inning in 2009.
Yeah.
Every inning every game. And that, you know, he looking back, he always says, you know, I wish I had taken some more time off. But back then, that was who I was. I wanted to play all the time. And it was good for us. He was a great hitter. He was a good ball player. He helped us get us to our first playoffs.
I don't think he ever
years.
Got enough credit for how fast he was. He had an inside the park home run.
Remember that?
You have one or two.
He had one.
I know one because I remember watching him going, man, that dude's fast.
Yeah, once he gets moving, you can't slow him down. Once he gets around second base, he's like, whoa, get out of the way.
Hey, now, hey.
He comes home. That's
just
back when you could
be
block.
Nice or don't.
That's back
don't
when you could this. Block the plate. Who'd want to block the plate when you saw him coming around?
And Jeff
corner?
Jenkins got in last night.
Yeah, he got in the Walk of Fame, right. And Prince and the other guys got in the Wall of Honor.
Yeah, I don't think Prince has been retired long enough to qualify.
Long enough,
for,
and I think I know length of service. But you know, Jenkins another great pickup for us. You know, he helped us lead us to the place. He won a World Series with the Phillies. Mm-hmm. Jenkins, great, another great ball
player. Yeah, hey, we all feel great about that.
Yeah.
He comes back.
Another ex-Brewer who won a World Series somewhere else.
The Phillies beat the Brewers in the playoff series. So, if there's one positive, that's good to see him win a World Series ring.
And Harry Dalton.
Yeah.
And I don't know what took so long for that.
Yeah, I didn't realize
that
he was not in it yet.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. I mean, part of the early 80s Brewers, of course, that was a no-brainer. I mean, part of the crew. He died how long ago? I mean, it's been a long time, right?
Harry Dalton?
Yeah.
Not sure.
It's been a while, but I mean, yeah. I mean,
but he's in now, which was
a no-brainer. So, yeah, I mean, a great class. And, you know, if you ever get a chance from the Brewers, you know, next year when they do the same thing, go to that game. You get to see some, you know, some speeches and see some, you know, classic ball players, Brewers, and it's just a fun time.
05, he passed away.
05. So, yeah, definitely a good game to be at.
All right, so finish up today here.
Yes.
Head out west. What else is going on in baseball? Pirates are red hot.
And the free agent signings. The Yankees just signed Zach Britton from the Orioles. You know, another relief pitcher in the bullpen because they're chasing the Red Sox. They're in the lead for the wild card. Now's the time you're going to see the haves and the have-nots, which is, you know, the guessing game. You go on MLB.com, you'll see all the people guessing who's going where and what's going to take to sign guys. You know, I have still haven't heard what the Brewers were supposed to give up to get Machado, which they didn't. Obviously, it wasn't enough. But, you know, in the long run, we probably glad we didn't sign him.
Apparently, who was just called up after the All-Star break for the Brewers, came in, bases loaded, nobody out, got out of it the other night. Burns,
yeah.
Yeah, no, Burns.
They want to give him up.
Apparently, he was the guy that they weren't willing to part with,
nope.
And that just sunk.
That's fine. I mean, he's going to be in the bullpen the rest of the year. They're thinking, well, make him start now. We need to start. But no, yeah. They'll keep him down in the bullpen, which is fine. And they'll probably sign a free agent. Maybe even like Mike Fiers might come back to the Brewers. You'd be fine with that?
Mike Fiers, wow, there's a blast from the past. Yeah. He went up to Toronto and pitched lights out, didn't he?
No, Rangers. He threw a no-hitter for Houston.
How long ago
was he a Brewer?
Yeah, right.
Like 3 years.
I don't even know where he
feels
went.
Like 20 years.
No, 3 years, I think. He went to Houston, pitched a no-hitter. Now he's in Detroit, and he's a free agent. There's some names
out
there.
Wow, Mike Fiers,
He's a decent pitcher.
Does he have? What's he have left? I mean, how much gas is left in the tank?
He's got some gas in the tank.
Does he? Decent,
yeah. He's not bad.
That would be like bringing back.
He's not a tier one, but he's, you know, definitely tier two.
Okay.
If you tier your pitchers.
All right. And that's what you do because you're the baseball expert.
That's what you have to do. Cole Hamels, Chris Archer, J.A. Happ.
I have no tiers.
They're all out there. Somebody's coming this way. Something's going to happen.
All right.
So maybe even two moves. Don't be surprised if it was like when the Brewers signed Yelich and Kane. Elson's like, bam, bam, left, right. I thought it was a mistake. I was like, no, Doreen, they did not sign both of them. They signed one of them. Not both. No, they signed both.
Your wife had to tell you what was going on in baseball?
She schooled me on the both.
Wow.
And I mocked her. I said, they did not sign
more
both.
More mocking. Look at all this mocking going on.
I got mocked.
I was wrong.
You were mocked. You're the only one in here who hasn't been mocked yet today.
Show is not over.
You mocked me.
When?
With the shaving thing in the face. That was mocking.
No, that was just a flat out insult.
That was just an insult.
Yeah,
there's more mocking.
I will not be mocked.
You can't not be mocked.
Don't tell me I wasn't mocked.
You just get mocked. You don't tell people they can't mock you.
No, I was mocked.
You were mocked. All right, Fireman Jim.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you next Wednesday morning.